2 Samuel chapter 20. Now there was a troublemaker named Sheba, the son of Bichri, a Benjaminite. He blew the trumpet and proclaimed, "We have no portion in David, no inheritance in the son of Jesse. Everyone to his tents, O Israel." So all the men of Israel deserted David and followed Sheba, the son of Bichri. But the men of Judah were loyal to their king, from the Jordan River to Jerusalem. Then David came to his palace at Jerusalem. The king took the 10 concubines he had left to look after the palace and put them in a house under protection and provided for them, but did not sleep any longer with them. So they remained in protective custody until the day of their death, living like widows. Then the king said to Amasa, "Summon the men of Judah together to me within 3 days, and be here yourself." Amasa went and summoned Judah, but he waited longer than the time that had been set for him. David said to Abishai, "Now Sheba, the son of Bichri, will do us more harm than Absalom did. Take your lord's servants and pursue him. Otherwise, he will get into fortified cities and escape from us." Joab's men, along with the Kerethites and the Pelethites, and all the mighty warriors, left Jerusalem in pursuit of Sheba, the son of Bichri. When they arrived at the great stone in Gibeon, Amasa met them. Joab was wearing his military gear, and over it was a belt with a sword in its sheath strapped on his waist. And as he went forward, it fell out. Then Joab said to Amasa, "How are you, my brother?" Then Joab took Amasa by the beard with his right hand as if to kiss him. But Amasa was not on guard against the dagger that was in Joab's hand. So Joab stabbed him in the stomach, and his insides spilled out on the ground. He did not need to strike him again, as he died. Then Joab and Abishai his brother pursued after Sheba, the son of Bichri. One of Joab's young soldiers stood over Amasa and announced, "Whoever favors Joab and whoever is for David, let him follow Joab." Amasa lay wallowing in his blood in the middle of the road. When the man saw that all the troops stopped there, he pulled Amasa off the road into a field and covered him with a garment. Once Amasa had been removed from the roadway, all the people went on with Joab to pursue Sheba, the son of Bichri. Sheba traveled through all the tribes of Israel, coming to Abel of Beit Ma'akah, and all the Bechrites assembled and followed him into the town. Joab's forces arrived and besieged him in Abel of Beit Ma'akah. They built a siege ramp against the city, and it stood against the rampart. All Joab's troops battered the wall to knock it down. Then a wise woman called out from the city, "Listen, listen, tell Joab, come over here so that I may speak to you." So he came near to her, and the woman said, "Are you Joab?" He answered, "I am." Then she said to him, "Listen to the words of your servant." He replied, "I am listening." Then she said, "They used to say in the old days, let them inquire for an answer at Abel, and so that would settle a matter. I am one of those who are peaceful and faithful in Israel. You are seeking to destroy a town that is a mother in Israel. Why do you want to devour the inheritance of the Lord?" Joab answered, "There is no way I want to devour and destroy. That is not the case at all. There is a man from the hill country of Ephraim named Sheba, the son of Bichri, who has lifted his hand against King David. Hand over this one man to me, and I will leave the town." The woman said to Joab, "Look, his head will be thrown over the wall to you." Then the woman went to all the people in her wisdom, and they cut off the head of Sheba, the son of Bichri, and threw it out to Joab. Then he blew the trumpet, and they withdrew from the town, every man returning home, while Joab went back to Jerusalem to the king. Now Joab was over all the army of Israel, and Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, was over the Kerethites and Pelethites, the royal guard. And Adoram was over the forced labor. And Jehoshaphat, the son of Ahilud, was the court historian. Sheva was the royal scribe, and Zadok and Abiathar were the priests, and Ira, the Jerite, was David's personal priest.